This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. It's been an interesting week in the streaming business. First, that big drop in paid Netflix subscriptions that sent the company's stock plunging and took some others down with it. Then yesterday, CNN dropped the news that it's pulling the plug on CNN Plus, the streaming platform it launched less than a month ago. All this has inspired a lot of talk about whether we've reached peak streaming. But news is a different beast. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the industry has lost an opportunity to find out what the future could look like.
This week, futurist Amy Webb felt like she'd been transported back to 1996.
This moment in time reminds me a little bit of the early days of the internet when newspapers grappled with whether or not to erect a paywall.
Webb, who leads the Future Today Institute, says television news is now in the same boat of having to navigate the transition from audiences raised on cable to audiences raised on TikTok.
Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they have vastly different expectations for media. And what constitutes news for them is unrecognized by the people who are making these new news apps.
CNN Plus offered a chance to figure out what that audience wants. Brian Weiser is with the company Group M, which buys advertising time for its clients from media companies, including CNN.
I'm a proponent of the spaghetti theory of programming. You know, throw enough against the wall and some percentage of it will stick. So you don't really know exactly what would have stuck in the case of CNN Plus.
Some other media companies are experimenting. ABC News, for example, is streaming coverage that doesn't make it on the air. And Jessica Reif-Ehrlich, the senior media and entertainment analyst at Bank of America, says streaming news is working elsewhere.
Discovery Plus launched last year, and they are one of the strongest news organizations in areas like Poland.
What isn't likely to work is just replicating the same kind of content that's on cable. Mike Anani is a professor of communication and journalism at the University of Southern California. He says news organizations have to ask some pretty fundamental questions.
You know, what does it mean for news to circulate and travel on Twitter versus on Facebook versus Snapchat versus TikTok? Every new platform that comes along, news organizations have to figure out what it means to translate their work into the language of those platforms.
And into the language of future platforms that we can't even imagine right now. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.